I wanted to thank Mr. Luber for being here, but not just for being here tonight, which takes a lot of Mesiras Nefesh to be here so late, but to be here Bichlal in Yeshiva. And a lot of parents, we had, thank God, a lot of parents, not enough, we're hoping for more, but a nice number of parents that came this week. And I want to tell Mr. Luber, and if you could send the message back to the other parents, I'm sure you saw it yourself, and we see it every day, and I hold that our job is to remind these guys, because they don't notice, because they don't notice they take it for granted what they're doing, but I think we notice the resilience and the strength that they have here, and I want that message to go back to all the parents, and everybody who visited, I shared this with them, to see what these guys are doing, what they're capable of doing, takes a lot of inner strength and a lot of ambition, and they're doing an incredible job for themselves, for Yeshiva, for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, and I would love for that message to get back, and I thank the parents, I thank Mr. Luber and all the parents to come, who show their support, and it's not just support for Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, which is tremendous, but it's support for the guys in Yeshiva who are really pushing through, and I think it says a lot, and it goes a long way, so I wanted to really give a great thank you to you. So this is a word that has become we've become desensitized to, and I think it's very dangerous to become desensitized to this word. And it opens up this week, Vatamos Sarah. That Sarah, this word, Vatamos. Vatamos Sarah, this word became too familiar. It should never be familiar, this word. But the word became too familiar to us, Vatamos Sarah. So Sarah also, Vatamos. Bekiryas Arba hi Chevron be'eretz Canaan, and by Sarah, don't be naive and assume that she was an old woman. She was a little older, a little on the older side of what we're used to. But it was very sudden. There was no introduction. Nobody expected it. It was a very painful, very tragic death. And you see, Avram wasn't prepared. He came and they didn't buy a burial plot. That she didn't have a place to be buried. And Avram was a masudr, he was an organized, he was a thoughtful, obviously, he was a tremendous person. And for him to be caught by surprise, we understand it was a tragic, sudden, unexpected vatamos. The vatamos was not something that he thought would happen so early. And then what did he do? Vayavu Avram lispod l'sara v'levkosa, the obvious response that anybody would have. He went, blissful, to eulogize and to cry. And to cry, that's what you do. That's what your natural response when you have a vatamos. And he cried, Dor HaChaim says, he's medayik in the Lashon of the Pasuk, he says, he cried for her, lissari, he cried for her. He cried for her because for a person to leave the world, it's a terrible tragedy. The world is a place of opportunities. The world is a place of growth. And when a person is no longer in this world, the opportunities and the growth that this world offers are no longer. So he cried the Sarah for Sarah, and he cried also for the world. He cried for a world that no longer has Sarah. And he had two reasons to cry, Liz Sarah, Viliv Kosa. He cried for her and he cried for us, for everybody around him. And that's how it starts this week, Vatamos. And then at the end, and Hashem decided the beginning and the end should be the same. And in the end, Vayigva, Vayomos Avram. And also Avram, at the end, also Vayomos. He also, the word that we're a little too used to. But by him, it was a little different. By him, it was Beseva Tova. In old age, good, ripe old age. Zaken, he was already... He acquired a lot in this world. He lived out to his final days. Visaveya, and he was satisfied. He was fulfilled. Vayosef al Omon. Vayikbur also Yitzhak vayishmol. And I'm sure it happened, but the Pasuk doesn't mention it. And it's not for no reason the Pasuk doesn't mention a eulogy, a cry, a sadness. And I imagine it was less tragic. It was more expected. you live life to its fullest. The Medrash says on these Pesukim, Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimin. This was the expected lifespan that he had. A little cut short, Hashem didn't want him to see certain things in his old age. A few years it might have been cut short, but he lived a full life to his satisfaction. And there's a contrast between the two Vayamoses. One was a little too young, and one was a satiated Vayamos. But by both, and this is what I want to talk about, but by both, the immediate response of both, they caught me by surprise. I think they should catch us by surprise. Because by Sarah, you know, there's a long parsha, it's a very long parsha. And you read the parsha, and everybody has one kasha, the same kasha when you read the parsha. It's too long. It's just too long. You could have made it much shorter. At the beginning, you have a Vatamos. The end, you have a Vayamos. Okay, that I need to know. But in the middle, it's so long. A whole story, Eliezer, a wife, a well, the whole story over there. And then, not just the story is long, and then Hashem repeats the story. And we know, Rashi, the Medrash, Yafa Sichasan, at the conversations of the Avdi Avos are very precious to Hashem's life, but very long Parsha. One thing you take out of the Parsha, Eliezer was Eved Avram. Eliezer was the trusted, faithful Eved Avram. I don't know you. If I'm holding by a place of Lispod Sarah Vilifkosa, a tragic, sudden Vatamas, I'm not holding in a good place. And the whole middle of the Parsha tells a story that Avram Avinu sent his faithful, trusted Eved, Eliezer, to go find a wife for the continuity of Klal Yisrael, for the holiest of purposes. So I would imagine the same thing when Vatama Sarah, so you got to wheel and deal now with B'nai Ches, you got to speak to Ephron, some guy, you got to talk to some guy about business. Now is the time to talk about business. Now's the time to put into motion Eved Avram. So get Eved Avram, put him to work, the trusted, faithful Eved, who's going to do a wonderful job. We know everything he does is wonderful. He was Dole Umashke. He drank every word of Torah from Avram Avinu. They were similar in the way they looked and the way they behaved. Let Eliezer do this job. There were bigger jobs he sent Eliezer to do. So in the difficult, in the most difficult of times, in the Lisfod Sarah of Elifkosa, what better than to mobilize Eliezer? It catches me by surprise that right after, the next few words, he goes to wheel and deal with Ephraim. It caught me by surprise. And if you're going to talk to me, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, it doesn't do much for me, because we're talking about Eliezer, Eved Avram, and he was sent on bigger missions than just this. And there's an extraneous few words in between the death and in between the purchase of Stay Ephraim. It says right after Lispod Sarah of the Posa, and right before he went to make the sale, Vayakom Avram Me'al Pnei Mesa. And he stood up from the deceased. It's extra. That's extra. What do I think? Avram's laying on the ground next to Sarah, and then on the ground he's making business deals. He stood up from Sarah, and then he went and he made a business deal. That's extra. You don't need that. That's obvious. And then at the end, the same thing. I'm surprised. I'm caught by surprise. Because when it says, Vayigvo Vayomos Avram, Vayigbru Oso, Vayavarech Elokim Es Yitzchok Beno, Vayavarech is an abundance. Hashem gave Shefa. Hashem gave a wonderful blessing to Yitzchak Avinu. Forgive me, but there's a time and a place. He just buried his father. You buried the first of the Avos. Yitzchak, Yishmael, they say from this Pasuk, Yishmael, we see he did tshuva. The family is a little more united than it was. And they bury Avram Avinu, and now Hashem decides it's the appropriate time. Vayivarach Elokim is Yitzchak Beno. And Rashi says, He was nichamo tanchume avelin. Rashi says he went to pay a shiva call. Why does Rashi say he went to pay a shiva call? So my understanding is because there's no way he gave him a bracha. It's the wrong time in the wrong place. When the pasuk says he gave him a bracha, this is not the time to give a bracha now. To give shefa and goodness and prosperity now when he's sitting shiva, just you got the whole circumstance, the whole situation wrong. Wait, we have the sugya. We have the sugya now. It's you have shiva simei mishta and then shiva simei avelos. So you got to decide when is the right time, when is the right place. So Rashi says he's paid a shiva call. That's all it means. You got to work out the pshuto shel mikra. It says vayavarim. He gave him a bracha. And there's another. Rashi brings a second shot that he gave him not a bracha, the biggest bracha. The biggest bracha he just gave him. But I think Rashi's struggling with this problem. The Medrash, Chazal, are struggling with this problem. It's the wrong time. It's the wrong place. So, for you, for us, for me, I think it was a very hard week. I could say I took my shiur on Sunday. We paid two shiva calls. I know today, regrettably, I say this in public, regrettably, only Rav Hirschel shiur went to the levaya of a lone soldier. Regrettably, because it's a mistake that we didn't all do it. Rav Hirschel, in his wisdom, he took the initiative, and he understood that was the right move. And other people were caught up in their lives and. We forget and we make mistakes, and it was a big mistake not to go. It's a very big mistake not to go. So I went with my shiur. We paid a couple of shiva calls on Sunday. And then today, there was thousands of people turned out for a lone soldier who has nobody here. There's nobody she has here in the country. And thousands of people came out. And these are young people. These are young people that their book. Everybody has a book, and their book, their stories are just beginning. These are young people that now, suddenly, abruptly, unexpectedly, the book, I don't even know how many pages into the first chapter, but for sure it's still in the first chapter, and then the book comes to an end. A surprise, abrupt ending in the beginning of the first chapter. 19, 20 years old, 21 years old. It catches you. It shakes you up. And I'll tell you what shook me up the most that I didn't expect. What shook me up the most on Sunday when I went to pay a shiva call, and I say this with the greatest respect, the utmost respect, I felt, maybe not others, but I speak for myself, I felt there weren't enough stories being told about these wonderful people who, in the first chapter of their life, the book came to a surprise end. There weren't enough stories that were being told. Until it hit me, a realization, I had an epiphany over there sitting with the Avelim, that there's not a lot of stories when you're 19. When you're 19 years old, there's just not a lot of stories. It makes sense that a 19-year-old doesn't have a lot of great accomplishments yet. You're too young. They're too young. And the only comfort I found is very difficult. That's very difficult to think about. To think about that a person was put in this world to write a book about their experiences, their journey, their accomplishments, their contributions. And in the beginning of the first chapter, it's very difficult. This is a pasuk in Koheles. It says it's better Yom HaMoves mi Yom Hivaldo. The day of death is better than the day of birth. And the Medrash on that pasuk says that we make a big mistake, says the Medrash. When a person's born, we celebrate birth. Nolad Adam Hakol Smechin, everybody's happy. We make a big yontif, a big kiddush when somebody's born. Mace? But that word, that ugly word, Hakol Bochin, everybody's sad when that happens. Ve'eino kein, says the Medrash. Big mistake you're making. You're making a big mistake. Elonolad Adam, ein smechin. When a person's born, what are you celebrating? She'ein yodin be'ezeh perek u'maisim yamod. You don't know what the guy's going to accomplish. You don't know what he's going to do with his life. Im tzadik, im rasha, im tov, im ra. I don't know where he's going to end up. I'm not sure what decisions he's going to make. U'meis. But at the end, when the book ends, hentzrichin l'smoach. Now's the time to celebrate. Sheniftar b'shem tov. He ended his story with a great last line. A great last paragraph. V'yotzo min ha'olam b'sholom. So that's what it means. It's better yom ha'mavitz miyom hivoldo. Because by some people who are zocha, maybe not everybody, but some people who are zocha, what an ending to that. You know, it was a short book. It was too short, the book. Not even one chapter. But what an ending. What a line. What a paragraph to end the book. And it says in the Zohar, in Bava Basra, it's a Gemara, it's hard to know if that's what the Gemara says, but in Zohar it says, black on off-white it says. It says clear. It says these people, at the end of their story, these people that we paid a Shiva call to, that we went to Levaya for, these people, it says they're with Rabbi Akiva and the Asara Haruge Malchus, it says in the Zohar. It says they're stitched up in a beged of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, as close as you could possibly get to the Shechina, to the Kisei HaKavod, with Rabbi Akiva and the Asara Haruge Malchus. What an ending! What a line to end the book! So it's comforting. It's a little comforting. But do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. You can't say this to the month. We disconnected. We don't know. But we try to connect, but we're not really familiar with the people, with the families. So we, for us, it's comforting. Don't tell this to the mother. She's not ready to hear this. Don't tell this to the parents, to the siblings, to the friends. They're not ready to hear this. Because by people who are connected, you walk out, let's be real, if you have a little emotion, if you have a heart, a little heart, that's all you need, just a little heart. Even with the comfort, you walk out, you feel pain. If you're a little healthy person, maybe even a little anger. For sure, confusion. You're not sure what to do. You for sure don't know how to deal with this. You don't know how to take the next step, where to take the next step, if to take the next step. If you're thinking, if you're living and you're a real person, and you see again and again what we're going through now, Vatamos, and then again Vatamos, and Vayamos, and Vayamos. A word that if you get desensitized to the word, you got to wake up. You got to wake up and understand the severity of that word. And then when you think about it, and you experience it, and you live it with them, distant, you walk away. You don't know what to do, how to do. Because even after Avram's death, a death of Seva, Saveya, that he was Seva Tova and Saveya, even after such a death, the Medrash still says, Chazer ha'olam la'achor. The whole world regressed. Not the whole, my whole world regressed. Everybody's whole world regressed. When you took away an Avram and a Sarah, and every person, for sure, if they're sitting with Rabbi Kiva v'chaverov, the whole world regressed because the person's gone. The whole world regressed because a part of me is gone. And the whole world regressed because the world is gone. Because the world is changed when the person is not here any longer. So how can you move forward if my world is gone? How can you move forward if their world is gone? And to be honest, sometimes you get to a point, it's not healthy to stay in this point, but it's healthy to get to this point that you don't want to move forward. You get to a point, you just don't want to move forward. Because you don't know how to move forward. So I want to tell you the next pasuk in Koheles. And we're learning the sugya. It's connected to what we're learning in Morning Seder because a kiss. Marshall gave a kiss that we're learning these sugyas every day, every morning. The next pasuk says, Tov l'leches al beis ovel. It's better to go to a house of mourning Milechas al beis mishta, and to go to a celebration house. V'hachai, and you who are still alive, v'hachai yiten elibo. What does it mean, v'hachai yiten elibo? You should put it on your heart. What does it mean? You should think, you should pay attention, you should notice. What do you mean, put it on your heart? I think what it means, v'hachai yiten, put that guy on your heart. You went to a beis avel? Take that guy, take Roy, that we went to his house, that he was turned 21 on the day we went to pay a shiva call. He didn't turn anything because the book ended. It ended too fast. The book came to a close. V'chai yitin alibo, but we who walk out alive, put Roy on your heart. Put that guy in your heart. Like the brother of the soldier told us, he told us, he was Vayamos, so you can be a Chai. That's why my brother was a Vayamos, so you could be a Chai. When Avram went down to Sarah, his immediate reaction was not, it's a mistake, there's words in between, his immediate reaction was not to make business deals. He's not that Jewish, that right when a person dies, he's going to make money. He's not that Jewish. His immediate reaction is before he went to Ephraim, Vayakom Avram. It says he went lispod Sarah v'lifkosa, he crying. And because he was crying, therefore, not in spite of his cries, but because of his cries, because of the Vatamos, Vayakom Avram. Because of the Vayhi Acharei Mos Avram at the end when Avram died, because of that, not in spite, because of that, Vayavarech Elokim Es Yitzchak. Because the regression of death catapults us to a greater life. Because you have to understand that one person's premature ending is the v'chai, is the ones who are still alive and still here. It's the demanding that we advance in quality and quantity in our lives. Like the brother said, that my brother was Vayamos, so you can be v'chai. That Sarah was Tamos, so we can have a Vayakom Avram. And Avram was Vayamos, so we could have a Vayavorech Elokim Es Yitzchak. Nobody wants this cause. Nobody's asking for this cause. Nobody's interested in this cause. And we're waiting, we're hoping for a world that this Vayamos, this Vatamos, Hashem should swallow this up, Lanetzach. We should never hear of such a cause again. But meanwhile, that people are sitting Shiva, and this wonderful, holy person that had a Levaya today, this wonderful tzaddikus of a person who's now with Rabbi Kiva v'Chaverov, that they had to go through for whatever mystery that we'll never understand, for a mystery that we can't even fathom, can't even try to understand. But from all that mystery, v'hachai yitin alibo, you take that person on your heart. And when you take that person on your heart, v'yakum Avram. That's the v'yavarech Elokim Es Yitzchak. Now you bless your life. You bless your life with that person's life. The book didn't end. The chapter closed abruptly with an amazing paragraph, with an incredible last line. But we take that book into our book. We take that life into our life. We take that story, and it makes our story greater. And we don't want, we didn't ask, we're not interested, we want it to end. But meanwhile, we don't become desensitized. And if you hear, we shouldn't hear, but if we hear that there was a case, that today there was a Levaya, Vayakom Avram, we get bigger. We get bigger, and that's our response. Our response is that we get bigger, and the community gets bigger, and the klal gets bigger, and the yeshiva gets bigger, and more initiatives, and more projects for that person, because our greatness that we're going to become through this person is going to be that person's greatness. And every Jew in Klal Yisrael leads to the next Jew, like the most powerful medrash in this week's parsha, that Hashem doesn't make the sun set till He first makes the next sun rise. And while Sarah was Vatamas, then Rivka rose. And Avram was Vayamas, and Yitzchak rose. And from all the Vatamas that we hear constantly in our days, and it should stop immediately, we will rise. As long as Hacha Yitan Alibo. So Mirtz Hashem, we don't need more. It's finished. We're done. But from the past, from what was, we take those people and learn about them. Learn about, study them. Study them, take time. You're not wasting time. Study them. Study them and learn what was important to them. Because I promise you, a neshama in this world that Hashem decided should be the neshama that He puts the closest to Him is for sure a neshama that should be studied. Study these neshamas and learn what they were. And take those lessons and vayakam Avram. And those lessons should be incorporated into our future. And we shouldn't need more lessons. Because once we incorporate the right lessons in the right way, Hashem should see a bracha to all of us. Hashem should see, like the pasuk says at the end of the parsha, and the Baal Turim says, he explains the pasuk, the last Baal Turim at the end of the parsha, when Yishmal will fall, from that will be Yitzmach Mashiach ben David. And we should see that. We should be Vayakam. And from that fall, we should see together Vayitzmach Mashiach ben David. Shabbat.